Now, when you first dived, did you think, like Dr. Schmieder did, that you were the first ones to be diving there? Or had that already been proven false?
Well, I missed my chance to be on the first team. I was in the Grand Canyon. Those guys were really envious of me.
Are you referring to the holes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we both went diving before they found the holes. Tell you.
Yeah, I just wasn't there. But my dive again was on the third year. Mm-hmm. And when I went down, I didn't get down to the bottom for the first time and sit there and reflect. I am here. I am here where few people have been. That didn't even cross my mind. My mind was pre-programmed. Take pictures. You know, watch your narcosis. Stay alive. Come back. And that was, again, the most important thing to me. Later on, I had time to reflect. And I've been there. Only a few divers have been there. I've had an opportunity that most don't have. But again, being the first wasn't the most important thing for me. It was my opportunity to help describe Cordell Bank.
I think when they found the holes, it was a surprise that obviously somebody had been there with some more advanced equipment than Cordell Explorer had. Or, you know, it was before Cordell Explorer even knew. But and what they were. And Bob went to the Navy something or other. He went somewhere and tried to find out about that, and then that door closed. They weren't saying anything. But apparently it had something to do with submarines and, you know, being able to, they didn't want the Soviets to be able to have a submarine out there. And so they had some kind of equipment that they had bored into the rocks there, as the best we know. And I don't know what is known about that now, or whether they've ever come clean and said, yeah, we did this. But that was a big surprise to find that. Evidently, the Navy had been there.
They probably weren't looking at it like you were, though.
No, they probably had a more practical point of view.
National defense.